And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get going for you right now. The Bad Axe Police Department is reporting the results of its latest traffic enforcement effort. Police say officers spent about 5 hours conducting targeted enforcement on Wednesday, July 29th. Focusing on North Van Dyke Road through the business district, along with East and West Huron Avenue. During the initiative, officers made 36 traffic stops and issued 36 citations. Most were for hands-free driving violations with 26 tickets issued. Police also cited 6 drivers for speeding and 4 for improper lane use. Among those ticketed were 2 commercial truck drivers. One was cited for speeding, while the other was ticketed for violating Michigan's hands-free driving law. Police note that commercial vehicle violations can carry steeper penalties and may affect the driver's commercial license. Chief Sean Weber says the department plans to continue conducting traffic enforcement initiatives throughout the city at various times. Police add that the efforts are driven by citizen complaints, crash history, and repeated traffic violations, emphasizing that the department does not receive revenue from traffic fines, that the goal is purely to improve roadway safety. And in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris sentenced Justin Terrence Kennedy. Kennedy, represented by defense attorney Michael Morawski, faces charges of operating while intoxicated and refusal of a preliminary breath test. The court had noted Kennedy's enrollment in detox and counseling programs. Judge Ferris ordered 18 months of probation, 30 hours of community service, and $1,115 in fines and costs. Kennedy received credit for 1 day already served in jail. The court also cited Heidi's Law, warning that any future alcohol-related driving offenses would result in a felony charge and permanent license suspension. And Jeremy Ryan Gruber appeared in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris to face charges for driving offenses. Gruber is charged with driving on a suspended license, his second offense, and a civil infraction for lacking insurance. The arraignment was originally scheduled for July 16th, but Gruber failed to appear. He told the court he was in custody in Lapeer and East Point at the time. Represented at today's hearing by attorney Michelle R. Siv, Gruber entered pleas of not guilty and not responsible. Judge Ferris set a $3,500 personal recognizance bond, allowing Gruber to remain free without posting cash, though he was assessed a $30 fee for his previous failure to appear. Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach has been appointed to handle the remainder of the case, and there is a probable cause conference scheduled for August 20th, with a plea cutoff hearing scheduled for September 10th at 9 a.m. And we'll be right back after this brief promotional message.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary. All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.